Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Today we're diving into something super crucial. Creating a plan for prioritizing your mental health. I know, it sounds kinda serious, but trust me, this isn't about turning into some Zen master overnight. It's about building little routines, habits, and strategies that actually fit into your life because let's be real, life is already hectic enough, right? Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like your mind is buzzing with a million things and finding stillness feels impossible. You know that feeling when you just want to hit the pause button, but there's always something else demanding your attention. We've all been there. But here is the thing. Neglecting your mental health isn't just about feeling stressed or burned out. It can actually impact your physical health, your relationships, and even your performance at work. So how do we tackle this? How do we carve out space for our mental well-being in a world that seems to constantly be pulling us in every direction? Well, the first step is acknowledging that it's important that taking care of your mind is just as crucial as taking care of your body. Think about it. You wouldn't skip leg day because you were busy, right? Your mental health deserves the same level of attention and respect. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you create a plan for prioritizing your mental well-being. 1. Mindfulness is your secret weapon. Don't underestimate the power of being present in the moment. It sounds simple, but taking just a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, your senses, and your surroundings can make a huge difference. Think of it like hitting the refresh button on your mind, clearing out the clutter and allowing you to feel more grounded and focused. There are tons of apps that can guide you through mindfulness exercises, or even just taking a walk in nature can be incredibly grounding. Movement is medicine. This isn't about becoming a marathon runner unless you want to. It's simply about finding ways to move your body that you actually enjoy. Whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, going for a brisk walk, or trying out a new yoga class, getting your blood flowing can do wonders for your mood and energy levels. 3. Sleep is your superpower. Seriously, prioritizing sleep isn't just about feeling rested, it's fundamental to your mental well-being. When you're sleep-deprived, everything feels harder, from making decisions to managing stress. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night and create a relaxing bedtime routine that helps signal your body it's time to wind down. 4. Connect with your tribe. Humans are social creatures and we thrive on connection. Make time for the people who lift you up, who make you laugh, and who support you through thick and thin. Even a quick phone call or text message can brighten someone's day and yours too. 5. Boundaries are your best friend. Learning to say no is essential for protecting your mental health. You don't have to take on every responsibility, please everyone, or constantly be available. Set healthy boundaries in your personal and professional life and prioritize the things that truly matter to you. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. It's a Monday morning and you wake up feeling stressed just thinking about the day ahead. Your inbox is overflowing. Deadlines are looming, and there's a million things vying for your attention. But instead of diving headfirst into chaos, you take a moment. You breathe deeply, stretch your body, and maybe even sip a cup of coffee while listening to your favorite playlist. You've already created a buffer between yourself and the potential overwhelm. This small act of self-care, this deliberate choice to prioritize your mental well-being, sets the tone for the entire day. You feel more grounded, more focused, and more equipped to handle whatever comes your way. So, what are you waiting for? Start building your plan today. Incorporate these strategies into your daily life, experiment with different techniques until you find what works best for you, and remember, taking care of your mental health is not a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about showing up as your best self mentally, emotionally, and physically. Remember, you are in control of your well-being. So go out there and make it happen. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these tips. And if you have any questions or stories to share, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.